Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Light on Yoga by BKS. Iyengar is widely regarded as one of the most influential modern guides to yoga practice, bridging traditional yogic discipline with clear, methodical instruction. Often called a foundational reference for practitioners and teachers, the book is known for its systematic presentation of postures, breathing practices, and the broader purpose of yoga as a path towards steadiness, clarity, and self-mastery. Iyengar, a central figure in the global spread of yoga, emphasizes precision, alignment, and mindful effort, helping readers approach practice not as casual stretching, but as an evolving craft. The book also situates physical practice within a larger ethical and philosophical framework, reflecting yoga's classical roots while remaining practical for modern life. Whether you are learning basics, refining technique, or seeking a structured reference to return to over years of practice, this work is designed to function as both a manual and a long-term companion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, yoga as a complete discipline, not just exercise, a defining strength of Light on Yoga, is how it frames yoga as a holistic discipline with aims beyond flexibility or fitness. Iyengar connects physical practice to a larger structure of personal development, including self-restraint, disciplined habits, and mental steadiness. This orientation matters because it changes how readers evaluate progress. Instead of chasing difficult shapes, the practitioner is encouraged to cultivate patience, courage, attentiveness, and humility, qualities that translate into daily life. The book's reputation as a modern classic is partly due to this balance. It respects yoga's spiritual and philosophical heritage while offering practical methods that can be applied by contemporary readers. Iyengar also highlights that the body and breath can be gateways to training the mind. When postures are performed with care, they become a laboratory for observing impulses, resistance, and distraction. Over time, this approach supports greater emotional regulation and clearer self-understanding. For readers used to workout culture, this topic reorients yoga into a long-term path where consistency, ethics, and awareness are as significant as physical achievement. Secondly, systematic asana practice and the value of alignment. Light on Yoga is especially known for its structured treatment of asanas and the emphasis on alignment, a hallmark of Iyengar's teaching. Rather than presenting postures as simple poses to copy, the book encourages precision, sequencing, and incremental development. This systematic lens helps readers understand that each posture has components: placement of feet and hands, engagement of legs and core, extension through the spine, and balanced action across both sides of the body. Alignment is not framed as aesthetic perfection, but as a way to make practice safer, more effective, and more intelligent. When the body is arranged thoughtfully, breathing can become freer, strain is reduced, and the posture can be held with steadiness rather than force. The book's approach also supports self-correction. Practitioners learn to notice habitual patterns, such as collapsing joints or overusing flexibility without strength. For many readers, the lasting benefit is a framework for lifelong refinement. Even familiar poses can become deeper studies in sensation, balance, and mental focus, making progress measurable without becoming competitive. Thirdly, sequencing, progression, and building a sustainable routine. Another important theme is progression, how a practitioner can move from foundational work to more advanced practice in a way that respects the body's readiness. Light on Yoga is commonly used as a reference because it supports long-term planning rather than quick results. By treating practice as a curriculum, the book encourages readers to start with stability, mobility, and foundational alignment before attempting complex balances, deep backbends, or intense inversions. This reduces the likelihood of injury and also prevents discouragement, since goals are framed as steps in a process. A sustainable routine, as implied by Iyengar's method, depends on regularity and intelligent variation. Practice can be adapted to one's age, energy, and life circumstances while still remaining disciplined. This topic is especially useful for self-directed learners who need structure without a teacher present every day. The book's influence comes from offering a roadmap and a standard of clarity. Readers can treat it like a manual to revisit, adjusting their routine as they gain strength, flexibility, and understanding. The underlying message is that yoga rewards consistency, not intensity alone. Fourthly, pranayama and the breath as a tool for inner training. Light on Yoga does not stop at postures. It also presents pranayama, emphasizing breath as a central tool for cultivating calm, steadiness, and mental clarity. In Iyengar's view, breathwork is not merely a relaxation technique, but a disciplined practice that requires timing, sensitivity, and appropriate preparation. The body's openness and stability, developed through asana, support smoother breathing and reduce agitation. This relationship is a practical insight for modern readers. When posture work improves, breathing often becomes more spacious, and when breathing becomes steadier, attention becomes more stable. The book's approach encourages respectful pacing, recognizing that breath practices can have strong effects and should be learned progressively. In everyday terms, this topic connects yoga to stress management, emotional balance, and concentration. Breathwork can help readers respond better under pressure, improve sleep quality, and cultivate a sense of internal space, even when external circumstances are demanding. By treating pranayama as training rather than a quick fix, the book provides a model of how to develop resilience and self-regulation through consistent, mindful practice. Lastly, the role of devotion, discipline, and teacher-like self-study, a final key topic, is the attitude toward practice, disciplined effort combined with humility and self-study. Iyengar's influence is partly cultural, shaping how many practitioners think about dedication, patience, and respect for the craft of yoga. Light on yoga can be used almost like a teacher on the shelf, but it also reminds readers that learning requires honesty about limitations and a willingness to refine basics repeatedly. This emphasis helps counter common modern pitfalls, such as treating yoga as performance, rushing toward advanced postures, or practicing inconsistently. The book promotes a mindset where the mat becomes a place to observe the self. Impatience, fear, pride, and distraction are not failures but material for understanding. Over time, disciplined practice can foster confidence that is quieter and more stable, rooted in experience rather than comparison. For teachers, the book offers a reference point for standards and sequencing. For students, it offers a long-term companion that grows with them. This topic highlights that yoga is not only technique but character training, shaping how one meets challenges, relates to the body, and maintains steadiness amid change. In conclusion, this book is best suited for committed beginners who want a serious foundation, intermediate practitioners seeking refinement, and teachers who need a long-lasting reference for posture work and yoga principles. Readers who enjoy structured learning will benefit most because the book invites careful study and repeated return rather than a quick read-through. Its value for everyday life comes from the way it links physical practice to mental steadiness. Consistent, precise work can improve posture, body awareness, and mobility while also supporting calmer attention and better stress tolerance. It also encourages a healthier relationship with progress, replacing rushed goals with patience and incremental development. Compared with many modern yoga books that focus on lifestyle imagery or simplified flows, Light on Yoga stands out for depth, rigor, and influence. It has helped define how yoga is taught globally, particularly through its emphasis on alignment and disciplined practice. Buying it makes sense if you want a reference you will still use years later, not just a trendy guide. It is an investment in clarity, method, and a tradition-minded approach to personal growth. If you would like to support BKS Iyengar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.